Let's get to the New York Yankees, their concerns. I can't believe their concerns about Chapman. Out of all people, out of all teams, and out of all people to be concerned about, I didn't think Chapman was going to be one of them, Brady.
Well, Aroldis Chapman, he gave up that home run to Devers on Sunday night. He gave up a two-run homer to Ahmed Rosario yesterday for the Mets, and Rosario is not really a home run hitter. So look at this for Chapman. He's given up runs in each of his last three outings, two of which were multiple run appearances. He's also walked four in his last three and a third innings.
That's the concern.
He has struggled over his last three outings. And this is a time in the pennant race where you can ill afford to struggle.
It's the walks you have to be concerned about. He hasn't lost his velocity. We've seen, what was it, 103 miles an hour?
Yeah, 103.
Okay, so he hasn't lost that. It's just that, you know, when you sometimes you throw that 103 mile an hour fastball down the middle, one or two people are going to catch up with it. Most major leaguers don't catch up to a 103 mile an hour fastball that moves a little bit. Unfortunately, those were the two times that it didn't. I wouldn't worry about it too much. Yankees have to get in that situation. But overall, a couple of home runs isn't going to make me doubt what this guy's done over how many years now. I'm not going to. I know it's not what you've done for me, but what you've done for me lately, and that's what people. That's the way it is at baseball. I don't care what you did for me earlier in the year or last year. What are you doing for me now? I still don't think it's a concern. I don't think they can replace him if that's what you're asking.
I have always been worried about Chapman's ability to command the strike zone. He's when you throw that hard. It's very, very difficult to just paint the outside corner. That is extremely difficult to do. I've always worried that this kind of struggle was possible with Chapman, even as good as he has been. And now he started to work in a slider, which some people say is good because he needed a second pitch. But I say, yes, it's a good theory, but he has a lot of trouble trying to command it and actually speeds up the hitter's bat. Joe Girardi sending mixed signals about his faith and Aroldis Chapman. Jason, we got two Joe Girardi cuts in which he says the exact opposite of each other and contradicts himself. So here we go. This is where he says he's concerned about Chapman. Jason, give me number two.
Well, I think you always worry about when a guy's searching a little bit. I think Chappie, you know, it's is it frustration? Is it confidence? Are you searching for, like, okay, what do I need to do? There's a lot of things that go on there. But, yeah, you're a little bit concerned.
So he says he's a little bit concerned. Yeah. And then just minutes later, he says he's not concerned. So, Jason, give me number three.
He got the first guy out. Reyes put a good at-bat on him, and Headley almost made the play. And then you look up, and he gives up a two-run homer, it looked like, on a bad slider. He's searching a little bit right now. But he's too good. He's like some of our other guys have had some troubles this year, and he'll be really good again, I'm telling you.
All right, so bottom line, he says he's got two – he's got two separate stories going here. Does that worry you when the manager is contradicting himself?
That's just coach speak. We know what coach speak is, don't we? I mean, Belichick's the king of that. Belichick will tell you four different stories when there's only two different sides to give you. I mean, he's the king of that. I don't take what they say. I mean, they're supposed to lie, are they not? They're not going to tell you anything true. They're going to keep it inside them. They don't want the opponent getting anything, you know, that they could use against you. I don't blame them, Brady. And he's just trying to – he's spinning it so much he don't even know what the hell he's saying, to be honest with you.
David Robertson has worked scoreless appearances 9 of his last 10. Tommy Canley scoreless 8 of his last 10. Would you remove Aroldis Chapman from the closer's role right now?
No, not yet. I'm not ready to give up on him yet. I mean, look at the money you're paying him too, Brady. I mean, come on now.
What, 5 years, $95 million?
Yeah, that's not chump change, my friend. I mean, slow down there. Unless you think you could trade him.
Yeah, But see, you subscribe to that theory only when it's convenient for you. You were paying Pablo Sandoval a lot, and you were ready to ditch him faster than anything and keep him on the bench.
And that's the way to do it, though. But Pablo Sandoval plays every day, and he didn't have the pedigree that Chapman has. And you know what I mean? I mean, he came this far. And a couple home runs isn't going to go ahead and get me. And by the way, the home run from Devers tied it up, right?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. So they still had a chance to win the game on that one.
Someone says, come on, Brady, you are reaching. What am I reaching about? I'm not saying to pull Aroldis Chapman. I'm asking Yankee fans if they want to pull
Aroldis
Chapman.
Sounds like you want to pull Aroldis Chapman.
No, I'm just saying I've always had concerns about his ability to be a consistent strike thrower, and so it doesn't surprise me that he is.
Well, I said the four walks or whatever.
It doesn't surprise me that he's having some, you know, going through a little period of turbulence here. When you can fail to command the strike zone at times, then it doesn't shock me when there's a little bit of struggle there. But prior,
who's your best closer you've ever seen? I'm just curious.
Best closer I've ever seen? Yeah. Mariano Rivera? Is that good enough for everybody?
Okay. Yeah, whoa, slow down, everybody.
Trevor Hoffman?
So, you know, I like Trevor Hoffman. I don't think he's on Mariano Rivera's same time frame there. But go ahead, sorry.
But prior to Chapman's last three outings, he had been scoreless in 9 of his previous 10 before that. So I take this as more of a blip than anything. But again, it doesn't shock me. He's a guy like this is going through some growing.